Players out are Johnny Gunleavy, Kevin O'Connor. We do a fitness test before the game, hoping that he might be back in. And obviously, we're going to rest a couple of lads from the other night. All the lads that were on the bench need to play, and we've obviously brought a few of our under-19s in. Chidozi, Craig Dolan obviously comes back in, and Conor McCarthy. So from that point of view, it'll be a very strong team. But obviously, the lads who didn't start the other night, and the fellas that didn't play, will all play tomorrow night.
So a great chance for the fringe players to start to play tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's, you know, good. And I suppose Alan Smith in goal, you know, he gets his first start as well. And I suppose it's like Shawnee, Danny Morrissey, Mark, you know, lads with a few niggles, Carroll, all coming back in to start. So, you know, as I said, it'll be a very strong team, and, you know, it's an opportunity for us to get to the quarter final. Obviously, we're home and we're overwhelming favourites for tomorrow night. But, you know, but it's important that we put on a good performance and we get to the quarter final.
What have you heard about Waterford?
Well, to be, you know, Roddy's worked hard, he's bringing a lot of young fellas through. Obviously, we know the Cork lads, Darren Murphy and McAlevey, and obviously his Philly Gorman up top, he's struggling with a bit of a knock. But, you know, I suppose they've been inconsistent. I suppose the first division, they've had 2 or 3 very good wins, and they've had some losses, and you know, it's been you know, an inconsistent start for them. But at the same time, you know, when you're down and you're underdogs and coming to Cork, you know, we expect them to have a go off us. But at the same time, you know, it's a real opportunity for us at home to get to the quarterfinal, and that's what we have to do.
I know we enjoy it, obviously, you know, a winning habit and a first win in a couple of matches, and might be the kickstart you need as well.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a different competition.
You know, it is, and I keep saying that, you know, I firmly believe that the team that's been put together this year is the best team since I've taken over. I think our supporters can see, like, we've had 7 games, you know, we've had 4 really, really strong away games, away to Derry, Sligo, Dundalk, Galway, travelling all over the country, which is, you know, which is the way it is. But I think, you know, people could see that we try to change the dynamics of the team. Indications are that it's good. Obviously, we've hit a patch where, you know, we've had a number of draws, and, you know, it's knocked a bit of confidence off the lads. And as me as the manager, you know, I can see what they do every day at training. If we weren't creating chances, if we didn't look like scoring, I'd say we had problems. But it's the exact opposite. So, you know, and while we've pressed the self-destruct button on a couple of occasions, and particularly the other night by giving away some soft goals, you know, the lads were a massive character coming back, and at 2-2, we had 4 unbelievable opportunities to win the match. And, you know, you're looking and saying, sometimes, you know, the lads have been criticised, and there's a bit of criticism out there, and some of them are finding it difficult from that point of view. I suppose I totally believe in the guys. I think our supporters have already seen from early indications, Dundalk, Bohemians, the game at home to Longford, even the game against Wexford, why we didn't win. I think they can see we're playing a different style, very attractive, we're creating lots of chances, we're good to watch. And it's a very important time for our supporters to dig in, and, you know, it's early stage in the season, dig in and get rowing behind the lads, because there's no doubt in my mind it's the best team and best bunch of players I've had since I've taken over the club. And, you know, sometimes you can be impatient and chop and change, and that's not the way to go. I believe, you know, we've had a few injuries and a few suspensions, but I believe the way to go is back the lads, show you believe in them, which we do, and, you know, the opportunities that we're missing will be converted. And but it is important, you know, when you draw a couple of games, it's important to get back to winning ways, and that's why it's a big week for us. And I think it's, you know, just vital for our supporters to believe in the team. They've seen the change of style, they've seen the personnel, and I think they see that a win, a win or two, would put us back on track, and that's what we need.
Just on the injuries, what's Johnny Dunleavy? He got
a knock to the head. Johnny claims he wasn't. One of the medics thought that he went out for a few seconds, and, you know, obviously we have to look at the player's health, and you know, so they came over straight away, and our own doctor, Dr. John Brown, said, look, John, it's better, and we agreed in that. It just took us a minute to make the substitution or whatever, but at the same time, Johnny didn't want to come off, you know, but, you know, the advice on a medical, it was better that he did come off, and I agree with that, because obviously his welfare is most important. But look, he's back. He wants to train this morning. We're telling him he can't train. You know, he'll stay off. So look, but it shows you the type of guys we have and the attitude we have, and the, you know, and the real, really, really good, genuine guys. And I hate seeing, you know, when they're down a bit, or when they're down a bit in confidence, because, you know, I can see that from my experience. And it's up to me to rise them and give them that belief, because you know, I think there's fantastic ability in the group.
Is Kevin O'Connor okay as well?
Kevin, ankle ligament. He's training this morning, and he's he looks okay. And obviously, if he's okay, he'll play tomorrow night. You know, and I'm saying it's a big number of weeks for us coming up. We've been travelling non-stop since the start of the season. Obviously, we have a run of a lot of home games coming up, and we just need to get a win, get our confidence, you know, get everyone rolling behind the team and roaring us on. And you know, I think with a win tomorrow night could set us up for the next couple of weeks, and that's what we need.